Vote in the Friendo Awards now. Download the Wrestling Amino app and make your voice heard in our Best of 2016 awards. The link to the app is in the description.
This is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw. That sounds terrible.
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife.
Marie.
And you are going in SmackDown Live. Who needs Raw?
What's up? It's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you are watching Going In Raw.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. Oh, baby, I like it raw. And you are tuned in to Going In Raw right now. How you doing?
Hey, friendos, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson and everywhere podcasts are available, including the iTunes, soundcloud.com/Steven Larson, Stitcher Radio,
yeah.
Google Play.
Podbean.
Apparently with the Google Play, you have to sync up your shit. That's what Kenan Grant told me. He DM'd me and said, I just realized I had to sync up. I didn't know you guys uploaded an episode. Even though he watches us, he hadn't noticed on the podcast version. I don't really know technology, Larson. I'll be honest with you.
I have an Android phone, but I've never done anything with Google Play.
Anyways, when you guys are on the iTunes, if you have one of them fancy iOS devices, if you hit subscribe or download, it gets me geeked out because then on the iTunes, every day when I wake up, I look to see where we are in the charts.
Yeah, you check those charts obsessively.
Obsessively is the correct word. Absolutely.
That's even putting it mildly.
We're also on the Patreon.
What's more so than being obsessive?
Compulsive. Obsessively compulsive about it. Yeah. Yeah, I think. I don't know. Stalkerish? I don't know. Anyways, we're also on the Patreon at patreon.com/Steven Larson, where you guys name one reward tier, Larson.
T-shirt. T-shirt tier.
T-shirt tier. That's $50. Plunk down $50, you get a fancy T-shirt, you get the Friendo care package, everything below $50 you get.
Yes.
Anyways, it's really fascinating stuff. We're also, this is the last day you can vote in the Friendo Awards.
Yes.
And we got this, so it's our year-end awards. We're going to do an episode on it this Saturday.
Yeah, count-out, yes.
Count-out, where we discuss the winners. And, yeah, you can do that. The link, if anybody out there voted for New Japan in the first hour of the poll was open for the best non-WWE promotion, you can change your vote if you wanted to vote for WCPW, but you didn't see it there because I forgot to put it there. That's not a slight to our friends over at What Culture. I just plumb forgot. And now they're like really close to within striking distance of New Japan. I don't know how many votes they would have gotten that first hour.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to change your votes, hop on the Wrestling Amino app and do that.
Yeah. You can do that.
You can do that. We might have to give it to WCPW because they might acknowledge it because we kind of know them a little bit.
Yeah.
We don't know anybody in New Japan. Who do we know over there? We don't know anybody over there.
Yeah, I guess we don't know anybody over there.
We don't know anybody over there.
Don't know anybody.
Anyways, let's talk about SmackDown, Larson.
Yes, it was a fun show.
We just watched SmackDown. It was a fun show.
It was a heck of a lot more fun than Raw was last night.
Okay, here's the thing.
Monday night.
Why don't they put this level of effort into every show? Why doesn't every show feel this vital in some way, shape, or form? Because tonight was a pay-per-view level episode of SmackDown.
Here might be why. I think just the nature of the business precludes that from happening on a weekly basis.
They can try.
I understand that. But I think also some episodes need to exist as setup for storylines.
Mm-hmm.
And then episode like tonight, it was
a big blow-off episode.
Yeah, there was payoff.
Lots of blow-off.
So yeah. I think that's part of it, too, in the nature of storytelling. And then just, you know, sometimes the stars align, so to say, where you can put together an episode where stuff matters.
Yeah.
And when it doesn't matter, I guess the best you can hope for is that they can set things up so it, by the end of that story or that part of the story, it matters.
Every episode of Monday Nitro mattered back in the day.
That is absolutely not the case. By and large, none of them mattered.
In the end, none of them mattered at all. Oh man, you see what I'm saying though? Like I feel like they can try a bit more. I feel like we can get episodes that approximate. I mean, you're not gonna have title shot after title shot after title change every week. You wouldn't want that.
No.
I'm just saying that you can do something to make it feel a bit more vital.
But that's what I'm saying is sometimes it just takes a couple episodes to lay the groundwork for the blow off.
I know that. I'm just saying. I want them all. Anyways, let's start from the beginning. A big return for a man named Juan Cena.
John Cena came back.
Mr. Ratings. He pops attendance and he pops ratings.
He gets a crowd reaction.
Man, he can interact. I mean, there's a reason why he's seen it. He interacts with the crowd like nobody else.
Yeah.
It's like he's having a conversation with his closest friend, but he's having it with 20,000 people.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Of course, you know, SmackDown tonight was in Chicago, mm-hmm. and they started in with the CM Punk chants again. Mm-hmm. And then he says, oh, are you, I can't hear you, not cheering loud enough. Are you saying John Cena sucks?
Mm-hmm.
In response. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it was good.
And it didn't shut the crowd down like Steph's jab did on Monday night.
Right, right. It got them more geeked, I think.
Yeah.
They're playing with us a little bit. He's playing. Yeah. He's acknowledging our existence and playing
just,
with
instead
us.
Instead of just saying, uh-uh.
Instead of saying, F you. I still thought it was pretty funny.
It was funny, but I don't know if they thought that was going to happen, where the crowd would just sit on their hands more or less the rest of the show on Monday. Whereas tonight, the crowd seemed into it from the very beginning to the very end.
Yeah, they did. They gave him a good show, too.
Yeah. It was really JBL was saying that SmackDown outsold Raw in the same venue. He said that's why it makes SmackDown the A show, top show.
Okay. I have some beef with that. In what venue? That venue last night?
Yeah, they were in the same venue. Allstate Arena.
Was Raw having a big pay-per-view level show?
No. Okay. In fact, Raw didn't really do anything.
Well, then there you go. Oh, that's right. It was in the same, yeah.
Very same venue.
Yeah. I mean, look, John Cena's coming back. Of course they're going to do good. You know, it was the wild card finals, Larson.
It's true. What the hell?
It was the long-awaited wild
what
card.
What the hell are the wild card finals?
You don't know what the wild card finals are?
The first, I think last week maybe, they had some, wild card something on the graphics for the matches leading up to this week. And then other than that, I hadn't heard anything about it except when Dolph mentioned wild card many times during his promo tonight.
You know what? Dolph is a true company guy.
He is.
Because you know the writers laid out, okay, this is we've been told by Vince and Kevin
wild
Dunn.
Wild card finals.
This is the wild card finals.
Wild card
everybody
finals.
Backstage was like, okay, wait, what? I don't want to do that. That's stupid. We have no
idea.
Have
we been in a secret tournament this whole time?
Have we been in a wild card tournament of some sort? And then Dolph, he's like, he accepts it with no conditions.
Yes. So he says, maybe I'm the wild card. Okay. It all makes sense now, I guess.
I'm going to internalize this wild card thing. I'm really going to go home with it. And it was like five mentions of wild card in a stupid promo.
Yeah.
Anyways, John Cena comes back, and he basically books himself to win the title at the Royal Rumble.
Well, yeah, he does, but he says he's tired of the new era.
Yeah.
It's time for the My Time Is Now era.
He's like, it's been a while since I've buried a lot of really promising
young
talent.
Doesn't he realize that it's been 12 years of the My Time Is Now era? Eras come and go, John. They all pass.
You need to adapt to the era that you're in. But John knows that he can go and say,
he can
still
operate as head booker of SmackDown and book himself into
title
match.
He said whoever wins tonight, he gets the title shot.
And he says, I challenge.
Yeah.
But I guess at the end, AJ AJ wins. the winner of the main event would have to accept that challenge.
Right.
But what if the winner of that match didn't accept that challenge?
What if Baron Corbin won?
And he said, I don't really want to wrestle you, John.
I'd prefer to wrestle Mojo Rawley. Yeah.
As the champ, isn't that his prerogative?
You would think. He's the champ. But no, John Cena is the champ that runs the camp, or the vase that runs the place. And he said, well, I'm John Cena. I'm in a lot of movies now. I make a lot of money.
But he also said he wasn't going anywhere. He's like, people started calling him a part-timer.
Yeah.
Which, this past year has been the case.
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He took umbrage with that.
Yeah.
So he said he's there to set the record straight.
Right.
He's going to be there for 3 months this time before going off and shooting another movie.
Kind of like before Survivor Series, Undertaker came out and said, my legacy.
Oh, he's like, I won't be defined by WrestleMania, inferring that he's going to be around a lot more often.
I don't see him anywhere, and I probably won't see him again until probably 3 weeks before WrestleMania.
Probably.
So
I just wanted to pop some ratings.
I got to smash that like button. Smash the like button. Anyways, John Cena came back and he said, I'm going to win the world title at the Rumble. Because, you know, we all knew AJ was going to win. AJ's not going to win three times against John Cena in three title matches. Was it three title matches? No, it was two title matches.
None of them were title matches.
It was one title. Oh, you're right. He won it. He won it afterwards. Yeah. So Cena said, I'll lose to him twice. Third time's going to be for the title, and I'll win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's going to be at the Royal Rumble. And then we'll see Cena Taker at Mania?
I guess so. I kind of feel like the story might have been better, especially if it's The Undertaker's retirement match. And granted, maybe he's not, you know, there was rumors he had a hip replacement stuff. Maybe he's just not healthy enough to wrestle the Rumble. I don't know. But to have The Undertaker win the belt off AJ.
Right.
And have Cena beat Undertaker.
The Undertaker.
I mean, honestly, I don't want AJ to lose the belt, period.
No.
I want AJ to main event WrestleMania.
Yeah,
Against Samoa Joe.
Like everybody else in the poll. Well, look, that's going to happen next year. Like everybody else in that WWE.com poll. They want AJ Styles. He's the best.
Yeah, he is the best.
The best wrestler.
Best wrestler.
So anyways. Then the interview bot. This is an interview bot heavy show. Did you notice that?
Yes,
there's
a
lot of interview bot.
I did. She knocked on the Miz's.
Big push for interview bot.
The Miz's locker room door. Maurice.
Looking to get at.
Interview.
Mm-hmm.
Maurice answered, opened the door. The Miz said to interview bot,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to talk to you. I'm only going to talk to Renee Young.
Yeah, go find Renee Young. And interview bot said, I'm a protocol droid. I'm not programmed to go find people, but I'll see what I can do.
Yes. Yes.
And so, yeah, that was the Miz. And then the Wyatts in a wild card.
Four-corner elimination wild card.
Final.
Tag team elimination match.
Final.
Final.
The Wyatts took on Double A Arn Anderson.
American Alpha.
And Slater / Rhino.
And the Usos.
And the Usos.
Winner gets the tag titles.
Yeah, correct. So Heath Slater, so, you know, it was what you expected to be. But here's the order of elimination. Heath Slater, with what may have been a botch and what may have not been a botch, I'm not sure.
I don't know. I think the spot was fine. But I guess if there's a botch, it'd be his landing and whether he actually hurt his knee or not.
Okay, well, hold on a second. Are you saying that there was a legit injury on a worked botch?
No, I don't think it was a worked botch. He tried to do a move off the top rope.
Which is a botch when he didn't land it.
No, but I think it was intended for him not to land it.
What was he supposed to do then?
I think he was supposed to try something. The Usos and the Uso guy got out of the way.
Really?
That's how I saw it, but I could be wrong.
I mean, he looked like he was going to jump.
He did. He jumped. He springboarded off the top rope.
Well, yeah, but springboard is where the botch happened because the jump didn't really happen. He sort of... He didn't get the spring that he wanted.
Oh.
He sort of, like, all the energy didn't go into him.
I interpreted the whole sequence as wrestling.
Oh, okay. No, I could be wrong. You could be completely right.
I'll have to watch it again.
I saw it as he fucked up the spring, you know, coming up, springing off the thing. And you'd think 20 years I know these moves. Jumping off the thing,
springboard.
Off the rope.
Springboard.
Is it springboard? You just jump off it? Okay, yeah it is, huh? Springboarding off the thing. And so he just sort of went like that. It was like a glitch.
But it looked like he landed awkwardly.
Oh, the land, definitely. We can both agree that the land was horrible.
Yeah, he was selling knee injury after he was pinned by one of the Usos.
But I think the landing was because of the botch off the springboard. That's how I feel.
I thought the Uso, one of the Usos. The Uso got out of the way.
Yeah.
Anyways, Slater and Rhino were eliminated. I guess they're getting buried now. They're not going anywhere.
Their tag team friendship is potentially...
It's probably over.
Is done.
We'll probably find out tonight on Talking Smack.
They're probably talking about that in about an hour. The Usos were then eliminated by Chad Gable. And then through some shenanigans... Not shenanigans, but some miscommunication from... Because for some reason, Bray doesn't value the titles enough to be one of the participants in the match. So he made it Randy Orton and Luke Harper.
Interesting choice.
Yeah. And they took the loss. American Alpha, your new SmackDown Tag Team Champions. Your new blue belts.
Was it Chad Gable up on the top turnbuckle? And
it was fun. It was really cool.
Or was it Jason Jordan? Who was on the top turnbuckle? Which one of the American Alpha team members was on the turnbuckle? Anyways, Randy Orton was going to try to do a superplex.
Yeah.
And then Luke Harper comes up clumsily, I guess in theory, to help him.
Yeah.
But then the American Alpha team member kind of pushed... And Harper and Randy hit each other.
Mm-hmm.
Randy fell back, which helped American Alpha pick up the win.
Yeah.
Well, I can't remember which one of American Alpha was on the top turnbuckle. I should have made note of that.
It was Gable.
I'm going to do better next
Gable.
Time.
It was Gable. Here's the big question.
Yes.
Was Hype Bro supposed to win that tag title? And if any answer that isn't yes, you're incorrect.
I don't know.
Yes. Completely yes. Are you kidding me? They have been so over lately. They should have won these titles. They were scheduled to win these
titles. My opinion is based on that question by something I read. I don't remember where. That the plan for Rumble Mania season was somewhere in there was for American Alpha Wyatt feud.
Mm.
I think that was shortly after the injury.
Mm.
So whether that was an updated thing or not, I don't know.
Hype Bro is right now feeling really low.
Could be.
Nah, Mojo Rawley doesn't feel low.
Mojo's going to call up Gronk.
He's always hype.
They're going to go party.
He can't be anything but hype. Sad, though. No Mojo tonight. No yeah. Mojo? No, not a lot of people. No.
Well, there's only three matches.
There's only three matches in 10
And they were all pretty long.
Yeah. Which was weird because it didn't feel like a long show.
No, it felt the pace was brisk.
Yeah. So Dolph then gave his interview where he talked about being a wild card. Then James Ellsworth, he was backstage.
With a neck brace still.
I started booing.
Yeah, you were sitting in front of your computer and I heard you boo.
I was audibly booing. And they were saying, you know, James Ellsworth, list the myriad problems you have in life. And he said, people think I'm weird. People think I'm ugly. People think I'm small. I don't have a chin. I'm a loser.
And then Carmella comes.
And says, you're definitely effable. She says, I am attracted to you. I want to lick the salt off your forehead, brow area. It was gross.
And she escorts him off frame.
She presented to him her butthole and said,
That was Steve's SmackDown fan fiction.
Eat it. Yeah, so anyways, this was weird. Okay, so we all know Carmella is going to, you know, is going to use and abuse James Ellsworth for her own nefarious plans.
Yes, most likely.
Do you have an updated version of what that might be in your head?
No. I mean, it was Nikki Bella seems to have her sights squarely set on Natalya. So I thought that maybe Carmella would have James Ellsworth by her side.
I hope this leads to a Carmella-James Ellsworth feud. I want to see them in the ring together.
Who do you give the edge to?
Carmella, because she's hot. James Ellsworth is going to be walking around like sort of waist bent over because he's trying to hide his little bony. Let's see here. Then we had Alexa Bliss, the champion, versus Becky Lynch, the challenger.
Yeah.
For the women's wild card finals championship match.
Yes.
This is part of the wild card finals.
Yeah, I guess so.
What the fuck does that even mean?
I have no idea.
So anyways, decent match. There was some botches. There's some sloppiness.
Yeah.
But you made a good point during, you know, I'd rather people would take risks and botch or be sloppy than them just play it safe.
Yeah.
And I feel like they were trying to do some cool shit.
Yeah, they were.
I thought this was kind of up in the, I figured Alexa Bliss would win because you're not going to have two title changes right on top of each other.
Yes.
But at the same time, I was like, well, they're kind of building this up pretty big. This could be. But I figured this is just further their feud.
Yeah, during the course of the match, towards the end, La Luchadora made an appearance.
Yeah, not Becky Lynch.
Yeah, if you remember last week,
yeah.
Alexa Bliss took on La Luchadora.
Correct.
Who, after the match, unmasked herself.
As Becky Lynch.
Yes.
Yeah.
But...
yeah.
Obviously, it wasn't Becky Lynch this week because Becky Lynch was wrestling Alexa Bliss.
I was really wondering about that. Thank goodness JBL said, well, that can't be Becky Lynch. Because I was thinking...
maybe it could.
Maybe it could be the same person in two spots.
Yeah.
Like, through the trickery of cameras and mirrors.
Movie magic.
Movie magic. Mirrors, forced perspective.
CGI.
No CGI.
Oh, all practical.
All practical.
Okay, sorry. Right,
exactly. I figured La Luchadora could... but then JBL said... So I was like, oh, man.
Okay, well...
thank God JBL...
you ruined the illusion, JBL.
I'm like, man. Ooh, oh.
Okay, but let's talk about this.
Chad Gable, diarrhea.
Let's talk about this. So there was this point in the match where Becky Lynch put Alexa Bliss in the disarmer.
This was weird.
Alexa
Again,
Bliss
practicals.
Put her foot on the rope. And then they show a shot of Alexa Bliss. And I swear her elbow's going the wrong way, like bending the wrong way. And I'm like, oh my God.
Everybody on the Twitter at Real Going In Raw started blowing up my feet saying, what the fuck just happened to her arm?
It looked like she dislocated her elbow or something.
It did, but it was just a trigger. It was trickery.
Yeah, apparently she's double jointed or something.
Apparently she's double jointed. She could do that. She just popped out of place. And one of our friendos said she pulled a Martin Riggs.
Yes.
Yeah. And then that allowed La Luchadora
to distract.
To distract Becky Lynch.
Alexa Bliss hit a DDT for the win.
Yeah. And then the question, you know, we got a couple shots of La Luchadora, a couple people online saying a couple things. Do we know, is it Mickey James? She seemed like her complexion seemed maybe a little too dark to be Mickey James, but then Mickey James is very tan. She keeps herself very tan. So I was thinking, maybe it's her. To me, she looked kind of like Tamina. But Tamina's, I think, bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't think it was... I was like, okay, face wise, that could be Tamina. I think maybe Eva Marie. They asked, interview bot asked, or Renee, one of them, asked Alexa
after the match,
Bliss
yeah.
after the match, who was it? And she said, obviously, it looks like Sasha Banks. And then she said, she's bigger than that. And then she said, well, then it's obviously Nia Jax. And then she walked off.
Yeah.
So that didn't really give us much.
No. Both those competitors are on the
Doesn't
other show.
Doesn't make any sense.
Both those competitors are on Raw, the other show. So yeah. they can't be on SmackDown.
Neither of them are above brand.
No.
So speculation on your part. Final answer. Who is La Luchadora?
Mickie James.
Whoever wins this. Well, shit. I'm going to say Mickie James, too. I think, yeah, I do think Mickie James has... She tans up. So I think she's the darker complexion. I think it could be Mickie James. That's what I think. I think somebody online also said, somebody on Twitter said, it is whoever Vince decides is going to be the day of the reveal.
Well, that's true.
And I think that's probably the closest we get to being actually true.
Yes.
It could be anybody.
Could be anybody.
So anyways, let's see here. We had The Miz finally got his interview with Renee Young.
Who did not want to be there.
Who didn't want to be there.
And so The Miz, he has security on either side of his door to his locker room.
Correct.
He tells him to go away.
Yeah.
And then, of course, who sneaks into frame but Renee Young's paramour.
Mm. Paramour means guy you're banging. Dean Ambrose.
Okay.
Yeah, or gal, whatever.
Yeah.
Paramour is not gender specific, is it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so paramour is person you're involved in sexual relations with. Or you love.
Yes, and so Ambrose beats up on The Miz.
Beats up on The Miz, does not make love to him. Probably makes love to Renee Young tonight, correct? Thinking, yes?
I don't know, maybe.
Right now, maybe.
Could be.
Think they're doing it while watching 205 Live?
Yeah, could be. Say no because Renee Young's hosting Talking Smack, but that's not on yet.
That's not on yet. They have some time. They have some time in like a private dressing room, like The Miz's private dressing room.
Could be.
Yeah, it could be. Let's see here. So, yeah, Dean Ambrose did that. And so at least we got to see Dean Ambrose.
Yeah. Nikki Bella had an interview.
I don't remember a damn thing
she was talking about with Natalya.
Oh, man. I do not care.
I think we were talking.
Probably. Yeah. Baron Corbin, they interviewed him backstage. Get his thoughts on the upcoming main event.
Yeah, he did good. Short to the point.
He said, Dolph Ziggler and AJ Styles both need to be worried about Baron Corbin. So he did that. And then, why didn't say Cena lol? And then we had our main event match. Really fun match.
Yeah, they gave the match. Well, they started that segment or like maybe quarter after six. They gave that whole segment 45 minutes.
Man,
the match wasn't that
they
long.
They gave that match a long time.
But it was a long match, really good. Some cool spots.
Really cool. There was a really cool spot where Baron Corbin was on the table, on the announce table. And then Ziggler and AJ Styles both did a thing on him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
Baron was booked really strong the first half of the match.
It was really them tag teaming Baron because
after
he was
that,
the powerhouse.
Yeah, but the first half of the match, Baron was nigh unstoppable.
Yeah, there was a couple cool spots.
That spot where Baron had AJ up for the end of days
end
and then
days,
Dolph
the
came behind with the zigzag.
And they all went together in unison. Yeah, it was cool. That was really neat.
And then Baron Corbin looked like he might have messed up a spot.
Yeah, okay, so...
Where Dolph hits a super kick on AJ.
Yeah.
And I think Corbin was supposed to pull him off before the three count, and AJ just kicked out the last possible instance.
And you see Baron, like, desperately reaching for them. Woo! So we messed that one up. But AJ Styles, once again, disaster averted.
Yeah.
Dolph Ziggler is not.
Yeah, Baron hits the end of days on Dolph. When Baron gets up, he eats a phenomenal forearm. AJ pins Dolph to get the win.
Mm-hmm.
Baron doesn't have to eat a pin, and AJ's still champ.
Dolph Ziggler gets to eat another pin. It's perfect. Everybody wins.
Yeah,
Dolph Ziggler. I feel like Dolph Ziggler wins when he eats pins. Like it adds to his power.
Does he have a pin bonus? Like every show
he does. I think
pin,
he does.
He has a bonus.
Exactly. He did like $5. But we all know Ziggler makes really bad decisions. Like you know,
he admitted as such.
He admitted as such during his promo. He said, "I'm the wild card. I make bad decisions."
Yeah.
Like you know, putting up my title shot. Against you know Baron Corbin, instead of going straight to go collecting $200, I want to take a beating from Baron Corbin.
So he negotiated himself a pin bonus of $5 per pin.
Per pin, they said, would you rather have a downside guarantee of $1.2 million per year, Or would you rather have just get paid exclusively
by
in $5 pins?
The number of pins he eats, it might be kind of like an equal deal.
Good. He could, might be making out. Could be. Even more, yeah. Could be. Anyways, so...
After the match.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, after the match, Cena came running down.
Yeah.
Like, his music
He thought the Royal Rumble started right now.
But during the bit, like, he had already got to the freaking ring.
Yeah.
And he goes and he it's funny because he slides in, and you can tell, like, with Cena, and I get this sometimes, where, like, you get up from something or you walk a certain way, and then you get kind of half a wedge going, like your butt starts eating your pants.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when he slides into the ring, as he stood up, you know, Cena's very rigid.
Yes.
And but so his butt started eating his pants.
Yeah.
And so, like, the camera's behind him, and you just see his wedgie going on. And I can't stop looking at his butt. And so, but then luckily they cut, and I didn't have to look at his butt anymore. I want to see him dig it out.
Yeah.
I want him to say, man, these jorts are chafing right now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he probably wears, like, a thong.
Yeah.
Anyways.
And he takes his shirt off, ready for a fight.
Takes his shirt off. Lubes his nipples up, gets him ready to go, and
extends his hand,
offers a formal dinner for the
Wednesday
winner
night.
For the winner of this contest for tomorrow night, and AJ Styles lays the title down
between them,
indicating this is the line in the sand, and in order for you to get this, you gotta cross it and come through me, I guess. I don't know. Anyways,
well, wouldn't he be
shakes the hand?
If that's the case, shouldn't he put the belt behind him?
Shakes the
saying, hand. You have to get through me to get
you. You would think
that would make sense,
but I think he's saying this is between us,
yeah,
this is what we're fighting over.
Yes, no, I get that,
yeah. So, my line in the sand metaphor didn't hold salt, yeah, okay. Anyways,
so yeah, they shook hands and that's how the show ended.
What is a Cena lol?
Because he showed up, Cena wins, lol.
Okay, yeah.
Don't you know that's the meme, right?
Well, did you see Cena already has title win face.
I know.
And AJ already has title loss face.
I know.
That's already a thing.
See, Cena wins, lol. Know your meme.
Okay.
That's the reference, Steve.
So anyways, we figured we did this on yesterday's episode. Because this is a SmackDown show, we figured we would take a look at our favorite SmackDown moments.
Yeah, tonight was Final SmackDown 2016.
Yeah.
So what are some of your... I mean, really.
Well, they're all post July.
Yeah, I know.
And really all post August, because it took like a month for SmackDown to get any good. Yeah. I know a lot of people out there. A lot of the people out there disagree. Remember when the draft happened? A lot of people were like, man, SmackDown totally won that. And we're like, what the fuck draft did you look at?
We both
had. So it's had its ups and downs. I don't know if I have a. Do I have a favorite moment? Are there moments that are really good about SmackDown? What are your favorite moments?
Randy joining the Wyatt family. That was all good stuff.
I can paint like broad strokes about SmackDown.
Specific things.
In that they have been the more typically, traditionally since August when they got good.
The more consistently enjoyable show.
The more consistently unpredictable show. The more consistently entertaining show. I still feel like it doesn't have the weight that it would have if Cena was there all the time.
No, I agree with that.
That was the main problem with Cena, with them not having like another member of the Shield over there. I feel like Rollins, Reigns, Kevin Owens, Chris Jericho, even, although I don't know, he's like technically kind of a part-timer-ish guy. Having one of those guys over on SmackDown, I feel would add that last piece of just weight. You have AJ Styles as the world champion over there, and we're both huge fans of AJ's Wrestle of the Year in our book. The problem is guys like AJ and Baron Corbin, okay, they're both sort of the main event scene right now. They don't have the weight of being legacy WWE guys.
Yeah.
And the Shield does at this point. I mean, I know Ambrose is there.
Yeah.
But I feel like Ambrose like had ever since like his sort of crappy-ish world title run, that sort of knocked him down a peg. I feel like you need somebody with a bit, you need another guy with just some more weight.
Yeah. Agreed.
So, but okay, Alexa Bliss really, really has knocked it out of the park since her call up to SmackDown.
Both her, Baron Corbin,
mm-hmm.
has really improved leaps and bounds, seemingly week by week.
Absolutely, Baron Corbin's kind of just a joke here and going in Raw. Now he's He's legit, man. I like him. He did.
He's proven his mettle every week.
He did. Besides that one little botch, he did.
Yeah.
He did really well tonight.
Yeah.
Apollo Crews seeing me be validated by Apollo Crews struggling.
Oh, we got to talk about The Miz on Talking Smack. That promo highlight.
Oh yeah, total highlight. That was the Talking Smack highlight. There's been a lot of Rhino and Slater.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's been a highlight.
Mm-hmm.
The hype, bro. Mojo Rawley's killed it. Since he came up from NXT to SmackDown.
Point, Steve. Very good point.
Good for him. Good for him. Let's answer some questions, Leslie.
Yes.
Okay.
Let us answer questions.
Of course, you can get your questions in on the Patreon.
Starting from the oldest.
Patreon.com/Steven Larson. We also answer some from the Twitter sometimes, but...
Usually on Dirt Sheet.
Usually on the Dirt Sheet we do that.
Haven Elric. Who has the worst entrance on the current roster? He says Dana Brooke. Worst entrance is, well, it's an NXT. It's
Dana Brooke doesn't really have like a noticeably bad entrance. She just has
Wesley Blake.
Oh yeah, for sure.
His music is the worst.
It is the absolute worst. It just kills everybody. Main roster, Vaudevillains.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't get worse than them. Even James Ellsworth, you get more hyped for James Ellsworth than you do Vaudevillains.
I know.
Let's see. Oh, we're going oldest. We're retired to Dwayne Nix. Okay. In each of your personal opinions, who would you like to see Undertaker face at Mania and why? AJ Styles or John Cena?
I'd like to see Undertaker face AJ Styles. I want AJ to be given the opportunity after the year he's had to main event WrestleMania. I think he's earned it.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think whoever fights Taker is going to be the main event? Or are they going to have Brock?
Not necessarily.
Brock Lesnar is going to be the main
event? No, I think the title match will be the main event.
You think that really?
Yeah.
You think the SmackDown title is going to be the main event?
Well, a title. Either the WWE title or
Universal,
whatever is the more prominent match. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna say John Cena because this could be Taker's last go.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be a shame if it was never him and Cena.
Yeah.
Hey, wait. Has he fought Cena at WrestleMania?
No.
Okay. He's not. Okay. That's.
I think they've only had one match years and years and years ago.
That's sort of a big thing, and I don't want to waste AJ Styles on. I don't want AJ Styles to have to be worried the entire time about carrying the Undertaker.
Yeah.
I'd rather him like find an opponent that suits him. You know,
so that he can steal the show.
Finn Balor.
Yeah, Jose GGR. You're making a non-wrestling video game with wrestlers from past or present. What genre is it? Who's in it? And what's the story?
Okay, it would be a Heavy Rain style. What's the dude who does that? David Cage?
Yeah.
It would be a David Cage, Heavy Rain style sort of decision-making game, whatever that crap is called.
Okay.
RPG, I guess.
Kind of.
Whatever. And
interactive storytelling movie.
And okay, so it would be a non-wrestling video game? Yeah, exactly. But it would be like it'd be from the perspective of a shady wrestling booker.
Okay.
And so it would be it wouldn't be a wrestling game, but it'd be set in the shady world of wrestling.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be what it is.
Okay, who's in it? What wrestlers are in it?
All of them. Baron Corbin.
I want to make like a Mario Kart game, but with wrestlers.
That's good, too. All right. The patron formerly known as Danny Lloyd. Who do you guys think deserved a retirement match but never got one, not including people who had to retire due to injury? Maybe you can use the idea for a count-out.
Macho Man. Imagine if you'd been able to carry out the storyline.
Shawn Michaels
you
want
to do with HBK.
It'd be great.
Yep.
That'd be great. Can't do better than that answer.
Nope. Stefan Fenris. You're starting a new show for WWE Network.
Nice.
You get to pick a wrestler's alter ego to run a business. Pick your best wrestler's alter ego. Now, Larson chooses Steve's wrestler's business, and Steve chooses Larson's wrestler's business. So I name a wrestler, you name a wrestler, and then we say what the other person's business is.
Okay. I'll go with Chad Hawking.
Baron Corbin.
Okay.
So Chad Hawking.
Yeah.
Is there a name for someone who makes canes? Because he always has that cane he walks around with.
Cane maker, right?
I guess so.
Yeah, cane maker.
Or like, yeah, cane maker. He's a cane maker. He fashions exquisitely crafted, handmade, high-end cane from, I don't know what's good, cane wood. I don't know.
Yeah.
But whatever the best wood to make canes out of, that's what he uses.
Okay. I'll do you one better than that. I'll add on to that. So then he then translates that gimmick into his actual wrestling gimmick. So he's the cane maker. And then they do a crossover with New Japan, and he takes on Okada, whose nickname is the Rainmaker.
Yeah, okay.
Kane Maker versus Rainmaker.
Okay.
Or he takes on Kane.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going, like, he's the Kane Maker, and it's divulged that he's the one that actually created Kane.
He's Paul Bearer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Baron Corbin, obviously. It would be a motorcycle parts business.
Okay.
Where he would sell motorcycle parts.
What if he operated a wolf sanctuary?
But there could only be one wolf.
Yeah, I guess so.
Could only be one wolf. Kobe Felt, I know it's a little late, but if you can give a Christmas present to any wrestler, who would it be and what would you give him? I would give Baron Corbin like a really bad toupee. Like a wig. Like I got a blonde curly wig in there. I'd give him that.
I might do the same, but for Luke Harper. His bald spot was pretty pronounced tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it looked like it.
Oh, he wears it so well, though.
No, I know. It fits
and
his
Baron
character.
Does, too, to be honest with you. Baron wears it really well. He doesn't look like he's lacking in confidence.
Luke Harper, his bald spot fits his character, mm-hmm. So it's fine.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Mr. Money in the Bank, Adam Mayhem.
That, you know what that shows me? You know where he wants to be. He's got contract problems.
Well,
he wants to be in W. Steve W.
Is Adam Mayhem a part of the upcoming Friendo draft, or did he already sign with Fun Wrestling? Exclusive contract, Fun Wrestling.
But I said in my episode of W. Steve
doesn't
W.
Doesn't matter because we made a trade.
Oh, that's right.
You traded
right.
me Adam Mayhem.
I'm
I gave
sorry,
you boss
Adam
off.
Mayhem. I'm sorry.
If you hadn't agreed to that trade, then you might have had a...
Are you going
to
sign or draft Isabella? Now that he said Isabella, I'm going to draft Isabella. I'm going to make him miserable for okay. signing with Fun Wrestling. I'm
no,
make
no, no,
him
no, no,
miserable.
No. Here's the thing. Because even if in your video you said he was seen exclusively... on W. Steve W., but it doesn't matter if I sign him or not because you traded him away for Boss Hoss.
I feel like you tricked me, though. Your business acumen is too good for me. Forgotten gimmick champion Husky Harris. Hey, friendos, how would you feel if WWE went with a relationship angle between J.J. Bella and Mojo Rawley? Would your feelings change based on whether or not there is a live sex show involved? No, I'm not sure I'd want... Because the thing is, J.J. Bella can never be in a successful relationship. He always needs to be carrying bags for people. Like, so it could be like he gets into a relationship with Mojo, but Mojo's like, dog, this isn't exclusive. You know? Mm. He's like, I do everything and everybody.
Mm. All 69s all over the place.
All 69s right? all the time, men, women, whatever. But he's like, go get my bags. Why are you even talking to me right now? Go get my bags.
Okay.
Next, Anthony Next. The Ice King Eiselbin.
Hey, friendos, which brand is going to draft the Ice Kingdom? They will dominate every division in either brand, led by the Ice King and Ice Queen that sent out their assassin Frostbite and the Demon Lord.
I don't like fantasy shit.
Yeah, that's too much.
Look, Finn Balor's about to give a Styles Clash to Seth Rollins.
Or is he doing...
Oh, God! Oh, no!
Or is he going to do... Hurricane Rana.
Oh, it could be that too. Joey Carell. We're grim now. Hamza Halal. What are the rarest wrestling games, and do you have them? Our Holy Grail is was it
Virtua
Pro Wrestling?
Yeah, on the N64.
It's the Aki Aki game that was not released here.
Yeah,
right.
It was only released in Japan, I believe.
Hold on a second. Go to the next question.
That was the one that we talked to AJ about.
I know, and AJ Styles had it. We didn't.
Yeah, he said he had multiple copies of it.
I know, and I thought he was going to put it on eBay and give us a shout out, or just sell it to us.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Joey Carranza, make it silly or awesome, but a new championship based on an old pay per view. King of the Ring, sort of example. King of the Ring. How would you book it? He thinks nightly defended on every Raw or SmackDown, whatever show it's on. Also, champion gets to create every stipulation. Thoughts? Here's what I think.
Okay.
In your house title.
Okay.
Impromptu matches at wrestlers' homes. So the match literally takes place in okay. someone's house.
All right.
Defended anytime.
Yeah, I like that.
They'll break into network programming to show it.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
That's my belt.
I love that. That's great.
What do you got?
It's perfect. What am I doing now? A new championship based on old pay-per-view. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with, it's called the Judgment Day belt.
Okay.
And basically what it is.
You sure you don't want to be the No Mercy belt?
No Mercy. No.
Okay.
I want to be the Judgment Day belt. And what it is you go around judging people. So it's like, hey, you're looking fat. Who's fat? Hey, Kevin Owens, you're looking a bit girthier than usual. I judge thee. And then Kevin Owens, if he judges back, then he wins the belt.
Okay.
Hold on a second. I got a better one. It's called Money in the Bank. But no, that's not it. That's yeah, that's the name of pay-per-view.
Pretty much already have that.
Hold on. What's an old pay-per-view name? Oh, wait. Wild Thing. It's a wild thing.
That was a subtitle for a pay-per-view, though.
Wrestle War, right?
Yeah.
No, okay. No, was it? It was Wrestle War, wasn't it?
Oh, was it? Yeah, okay.
Wild Thing. It's a Wild Thing belt, and it basically just...
Can you wrestle out in nature?
Yes, exactly. Okay. That's what it is.
Good.
That's what it is.
That's a stipulation.
Friendo Block Party World Champion. Oh, by the way, I'm buying this shit. Look at that. Virtual Pro Wrestling 1.
Cool. Liam, Twitter troglodyte Wagner.
Oh, Twitter troglodyte.
Congrats
Diarrhea,
to
got Chad Gable.
Congrats to American Alpha. With the finish of the match, do you see Randy and Bray going directly into a feud? And how do you see it play out to Mania?
Mania.
I guess if they're already starting the split or teasing of a split, I guess they're going to have a match at Mania.
It seems like we're going to see Randy versus Bray.
I was really hoping they would drag this out for another year. Yeah, it would have been interesting.
You knew that was never going to happen.
No.
Intercontinental champ Jefferson Nakamura. With Cena challenging the champ at the Rumble and SmackDown, and as SmackDown is half over, I'm assuming AJ retains. How lame is it that Cena, AJ 3 is happening instead of Cena Taker, AJ versus anyone else? I don't know. I'm fine with...
I mean, they put on a hell of a match at SummerSlam. I'm excited.
I don't think why it'd be Cena Taker at Rumble. It seems like Cena Taker would be a Mania.
Yeah, that has to be a Mania. That's the money match.
Yeah.
Patreon champion Carlos Hackworth. What's up, friendos? We all know SmackDown is better than Raw, but on a scale... How much better is SmackDown compared to Raw as far as a percentage?
How much better is SmackDown compared to Raw?
It's a week-by-week thing.
It's a week. Dude, okay, so this week it was 80-20, right?
Okay.
It was 20% but noise.
No, it's four times better.
It's four times. It was four times, would you say it's four times better?
Yeah, because
yeah, four times
80
better.
Is.
Yeah, in terms of the pie. But you know, there's been some weeks when Raw has been 90-10.
I'm going to say SmackDown is 35% better this week.
I would say if you take the averages of... Because you have to... Raw's had so many big, big moments that SmackDown just can't match up to. They can't.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We can name all the big moments on Raw. We can't name them on SmackDown, really.
Yeah.
And so, you know, in that regard, I still think Raw is the show to watch, even though... It's weird to get more entertainment out of SmackDown on a regular
more
basis.
More consistent basis.
Yeah.
Intercontinental champ Jefferson Nakamura.
Again.
Can we please get Eva Marie's voiceover guide announced for Mojo as All Zubaz Everything?
Penultimate Tommy Wiseau. Though I feel like the answer may be Cena. If Q could come down and harass and be, and harass and... Wait, what?
And be an imp to a wrestler like he did with Picard.
Oh.
So who would we want Q to mess with?
Well, it has to be like a strict... it'd be William Regal. Who's the most Picard-like person? It's William Regal. Like a very serious, always beside himself. Like Stephanie kind of revels in anarchy. Shane is always sweaty. Daniel Bryan is checked out. And Mick Foley is to...
Roman Reigns. I want to see Q mess with Roman Reigns.
He's already got enough on his plate. He couldn't handle Q. I feel like William Regal has seen everything. He can do it.
Hidden paper face.
Please, Samoa Joe. I'm in the middle of a conversation with an interdimensional imp.
With the new tag team champions in American Alpha, does the win feel rushed? Was it just for shock value for the last SmackDown of the year?
Maybe. No, it's because, look, this is when they wanted to start the Wyatt's
split.
And it's because SmackDown, it was either going to happen on the final SmackDown pay-per-view leading to the Rumble, but because there wasn't one besides the last one, that
which
wouldn't
the
have
beginning
made
of
sense.
The month, yeah.
Then it happened now.
I still feel like it's way too soon. That's my opinion.
No, in terms of American Alpha getting that tag, we thought they were going to be the first tag champions
on
SmackDown.
Them winning is fine. It's what feels rushed is the Wyatt split angle. Yeah,
no, I agree totally. The original Caffeinator. Should AJ Styles call John Cena out for being only a part-timer? Sorry, as Cena was on a high horse about that during his first year-long feud with The Rock.
Yes.
Yeah, because you can say, you know, you're being hypocritical. That's what you called The Rock.
Yeah, I've been here all year, basically.
Exactly.
And you're saying you're not a part-timer?
But on the other hand, Dean Ambrose kind of already said that.
So?
I like AJ. I kind of like AJ saying, you're the best.
This is what I want
you haven't shown me that.
This is what I want AJ to do. I want him to go to a pocket inside of his vest.
Okay.
And produce.
A too sweet.
No. Cena's sweatband that he took for him at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
and put it on his head.
But it's soaked in urine.
Okay. But why would he put it on his own head? He'd have to give it back to Cena.
Because he's crazy.
He'd give it back to Cena.
He's the lunatic fringe. He's the, his no, new gimmick about, is the lunatic fringe. I'm going to make that guy in WCW.
There you go.
The lunatic fringe. Magnum TA champion Nathan Ragland. E has decided to make a reality show with you guys and WWE superstars called Total Friendos. Assuming Mojo Rawley is one of the guys you share a house with, what other five superstars share the same house as you? He said he'd go Shinsuke Nakamura, No Way Jose, Fandango, Bobby Roode, AJ's house. It'd be Noam Dar.
Yes.
Easily it'd be Noam Dar.
What about Mojo? Mojo, yes?
Well, yeah, it'd be... Yeah. Because he says that's
okay,
one of the conditions.
Five. Okay, Noam Dar.
Mojo.
Jack Gallagher.
No, I wouldn't want to live with him.
Really?
I love Jack Gallagher, but it'd be too... I don't know. He's a weak link. Like, look, I'm assuming that I'm in this show, I'm single. Like, this exists in a different dimension, and I'm single.
All right.
Jack Gallagher does all right, nothing
fine.
For me.
Noam Dar.
Noam Dar, Mojo Rawley, me, you.
No, you said five. Wrestlers.
No, I know.
So five other superstars. I'm just counting those five. Okay. We have Noam Dar.
Yeah.
We need a designated driver. Who seems very responsible?
AJ Styles. I feel like he's responsible.
Yes.
Yeah.
AJ, good choice.
Yeah. And then
we can play virtual pro wrestling with them.
Yes, exactly.
So and that's
then
two.
And then I'd say Becky Lynch. I'm gonna say Becky Lynch. That's good enough.
Well, we can come up with two more.
All right, Alex Foster, Baron Corbin, and Apollo Crews.
There you go, Alex Foster,
fat bastard champion.
If you had to solve a mystery, which wrestlers would you have as your detectives, and which ones would you accuse first?
Who would be our detectives?
I think I'd accuse the vaudevillains.
Well, John Cena would be the detective.
Yes.
It'd be the vaudevillains and maybe Sin Cara, since he seems to be on the short end of infractions lately.
Robert Jacone. Hey, friendos. With American Alpha, the new tag champs, how long do you think they will hold the titles, and do you think they are finally going to get the push? Oh, going to push American Alpha more. Sorry.
They have to push American Alpha more. They have to. They're the tag champions. That's the one thing I'm kind of excited about is this going to spark the tag division into something interesting again?
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
I really hope so. Kurt Schwoosky. Hey, friendos. Have you two ever been embarrassed to watch wrestling or stop because of it? Kurt is 19 and just wasn't popular in school, and he missed 2007 to 2014. Thanks. Keep up the great work.
Hold on a second. He's 19 now. He missed it from like 2007 to 2014. So 2007 was almost 10 years ago. So he was around nine. Okay. Just getting the lay of the land here. I've never been embarrassed to watch wrestling. I wear that shit on my sleeve. I don't give a fuck. There's my big piece of advice for you, Kurt Schwoosky. Stop giving a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't even call myself. I mean, I had friends in high school and I wasn't like, I don't know. But I openly admit I love being nerdy. Like, yeah. It was dope. You know.
All the times I stopped watching wrestling had nothing to do with being embarrassed.
Yeah.
About it.
Don't give a shit, Kurt.
Yeah.
That's my opinion, my advice. Matthew Bernier. It's been a while since I last shared, so I was wondering, what do you guys think? Do you guys think any NXT stars will make their Royal Rumble debut? The rumor's eating up. Ty Dillinger at 10. I know you don't think it's going to happen.
No, it could happen, but he's not getting called to the main roster because he's going to win that NXT title.
I can see that happening. He gets into the Rumble, but then he goes...
It could add to his storyline that he's doing. They can't win the big match.
Well, yeah, the Rumble's like the biggest. Ernie Acosta.
Wow, did John Cena just bury everyone on the roster?
Yeah, basically, yes. Yes.
It's not the first time he's done it.
It's not the new era. It's my era. Me. It's still Cena's time.
Yeah. Manuel...
No, I like saying this.
Okay.
Manuel Garcia de Paredes. Manuel Garcia de Paredes. I can't do the rolling R thing.
If Cena wins the title at the Rumble and retains an Elimination Chamber to face Taker at Mania,
Undertaker,
who would they have AJ face at Mania?
Good question.
Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe. Listen, Shinsuke Nakamura.
I feel like when AJ drops that belt, he's going to turn face. That's what I think.
You don't think Vince would have a problem with it? I'm sure Vince is very high. We know that he's huge on AJ, and he's got to be huge on Samoa Joe. You don't think he'd be apprehensive to book a TNA main event? Or maybe it wouldn't be a main event, but a TNA match.
He might.
I feel like he'd be less hesitant. I feel like he'd be more willing to book a New Japan rematch than a TNA rematch.
Possibly.
I feel like it'd be AJ versus Nakamura.
You think so?
I do believe
that. That would mean Shinsuke is going to SmackDown, though.
I know, which I don't like at all. That'd be terrible. Jason the Cabbie. So lately I've been noticing the crowd reactions to faces and heels have been completely bizarre. It seems that crowds generally don't care what a male competitor's dynamic is so long as they put on a good match. The female competitors, however, don't seem to have that luxury. No matter how good or bad the performance, they seem to get the desired crowd react. What do you think this is, and does it say anything good or bad about the state of women's wrestling? Wait, what now?
You're saying that, for example, AJ is, in theory, a heel.
AJ's a heel, but he's really good in the ring, and he gets a good reaction. Yes. He got a massive reaction when John Cena mentioned his name tonight. But with the women, it's rudos and
faces. Yeah.
What's the luchador term for a face? Shit.
I don't know.
I forget what that is. Anyways. I disagree with that. I think there are certain people who fans respond to their wrestling style. I think if Sasha Banks was a heel,
oh yeah, the crowd would still love her.
And wrestled the same way she does, the crowd would still absolutely eat her up. They would love her still to death.
Yes.
Charlotte, although I'm fine with the way she wrestles, she doesn't wrestle in a style that like is such a massive draw for the fans to cheer her, and she goes out of her way to be a heel.
Yeah.
So I just think that there are certain people that I honestly think that if Alexa Bliss keeps up the trajectory she's on, people are going to start cheering her regardless, and then she's going to have a massive face turn. I really believe that.
Yeah, I think so too.
But I kind of see his point. It does seem to be kind of a bit more to the males, men. Go ahead.
Matthew, the official belt maker, Audette. Who will be the biggest signees WWE will sign in the upcoming year?
In 2017.
Well, we know the Young Bucks re-signed with Ring of Honor. There's a story today that Jay Lethal is going to re-sign with Ring of Honor.
I think the biggest name is going to be Adam Cole, Bebe.
I think so.
Because I think Okada and Tanahashi have both said that they have no plans on leaving anytime soon. Mm-hmm. I would think Adam Cole is completely primed.
I mean, Kenny Omega seems like he's going to be in New Japan for a little bit.
Yeah, just because we haven't heard anything about Adam Cole's contract status. I have no idea what his contract is. I can probably Google it right now. I'm not going to. Anyways, Andrew Wormley, quick question. So just like how tonight we saw how John Cena was able to sway the crowd, who else has that ability? Very few people.
Yes.
Very few people.
Jericho.
Jericho. You know what's funny though, dude, is that even Roman Reigns gets boos. I've even last night on Raw, people booed the shit out of him, but as soon as he started saying things that they wanted to hear, they were fine with it. Crowds are, I'm not gonna say easy to sway, but Roman's picking up on how to do it right. Mm-hmm. Roman's such a project, but I want him to succeed, and I think he's doing certain things right. And I think all the reps are helping him.
Yeah.
I think going through this basically trial by fire for Roman, 5 years from now, he might be exactly where they want him to be already.
Yeah, I know.
And that's the problem. That's what we've always said about Roman. He needs time.
Yes.
He just needs time.
He just needs time. Triple H Memorial Battle Royal winner, Joe Flex Hammer Smash. Hey, friendos, American Alpha are tag champs now. What the hell happens next?
What in the hell? What? Well, what?
Bray and Randy have a match at WrestleMania.
Yeah, agreed.
And then, who's American Alpha going to face at Mania for those tag titles?
Oh, I would assume that's Revival. To be determined. There's no, yeah. Revival. I could see that. But do we want American Alpha versus Revival again?
Yeah. Revival are good. Remember, the Revival beat the hell out of American Alpha before they left.
Yeah, that's true.
Unfinished business.
That's true. I just want something different.
Well, we will see something different because the Revival will probably win those belts immediately.
Love the Revival.
They're great.
Brody J. Stokes. With the momentum and success of the women's division this year, do you think the expanding women's division and introducing women's tag team titles could happen this year or in the next couple of years? I would say this. A lot of it depends on the women's tournament that's going to happen on the network. If they start snatching them up the way that they snatched up the bruiserweights over there in the UK, it's a possibility, but I honestly believe there's no room on the programming right now for that.
Well, there's not the roster depth on either show right now.
In television time. Yeah. I mean, on Raw, yeah. Maybe. Yeah, but on SmackDown, no way. They didn't even figure out what they can do with their men's tag division.
Yeah. Beyond having four-way elimination matches.
I could see maybe them doing a weekly women's show. Maybe.
Rob Gutierrez. Who do you guys think are the most overrated and underrated wrestlers in WWE's roster right now?
Who are the most overrated and underrated? Who's the most overrated wrestler?
Dolph Ziggler.
Ooh, wow. No mercy. Overrated.
Because he sells really well. Yeah. I still enjoy watching his work.
No, I mean, dude, it's the same problem we had before. You know, after the brand split, like, he showed some promise, and even tonight he was in the main event. But we all know that's going nowhere.
Yeah.
I know.
Underrated.
Underrated. Well, I guess we have our favorites that people don't pay attention to, right? I mean, Titus O'Neil, we like him. Mm-hmm. We like Darren Young. Mm-hmm. Bo Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Bo Dallas, I think, is just...
Curtis Axel.
Yeah. But Bo Dallas, I think, is this giant ball of potential.
Mm-hmm.
That is just nothing is happening.
Mm-hmm.
X-ray guy. It's looking like it will be Styles Cena at the Rumble with Cena getting a 16th title run and AJ getting Taker at Mania. That's his take. If that is indeed the way it goes, who would you like to see take on Cena at Mania? So if it's not Cena Taker at Mania, if AJ does fight, who's going to take on Cena for that title?
He says Samoa Joe. I think it'd be great if Samoa Joe won the Rumble. I said that a while ago.
That'd be fantastic.
Samoa Joe. So there really isn't anybody else in SmackDown that can step up.
I wouldn't be disappointed by that. Set up a new level of Cena dream matches, him, Shinsuke. CJ Reebley. I know Christmas is come and gone, but I want to know what Christmas movie you would remake with WWE superstars. He said he'd love to see Bad Santa. Bad Santa is my favorite Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, I love that movie. And I know a sequel just came out. Went over like a wet turd. Christmas movie. You know,
Scrooge.
Do you consider Die Hard a Christmas
movie?
Yes. You do?
Absolutely.
I do not.
Really? Is Gremlins a Christmas movie?
No.
Yes. Absolutely 100%.
Not. You don't associate it with Christmas.
I do.
Really?
Yeah.
I do not.
I would remake Scrooged, starring Kevin Owens. He'd be playing the Bill Murray role.
Oh, I like that. That's good. That's good.
I'm
going to say...
Who would play the Bobcat Goldthwait character?
Bobcat Goldthwait. Well, that's Mojo.
Yeah.
I'm going to say... God, what's another Christmas movie?
Well, there's A Christmas Story, a classic.
Yeah.
There's A Wonderful Life.
A Wonderful Life. Who would be the... what's his name?
Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart character. Wow, golly.
John Cena.
Yeah, it has to be John Cena. Moving on.
Donnie
Soares. What's with all the botches tonight? Seems like everyone had the yips. I don't know what the yips is, but I don't know. I think it was a big show, big matches, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know how to tell you.
Yeah.
Jay Sean Lawrence. I was wondering if the Rival are going to come up to SmackDown and take the titles from American Alpha around Mania, or Mania have them chase for the titles throughout the summer. I'm going to guess this. I'm thinking the Revival might not... Man, the Revival have kind of done everything they're going to do in NXT. Though.
Yeah, and they have their match against DIY on the 11th. And then whoever wins that match faces the Authors of Pain at TakeOver San Antonio.
The Revival are going to come
on. So if the Revival loses that match, which I'm assuming they will, they're done in NXT. Guaranteed.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Will Fernandez. Hey, guys. So where do you think the Randy and Bray story goes from here? Do they implode and fight at the Rumble? I like to see the story play out for much longer. Me too. Yeah. WrestleMania 34 should be when they finally have their match.
Yeah, right. We're going to skip ahead a little bit because we've seen some of these questions already. Let's do one more.
Okay.
We'll wrap it up with one more. And we'll
okay.
Trivia.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Gene the Grappler, he always has good questions. My question is, if The Miz said the same thing to your wife that he did to Renee Young, I immediately love this question, would you retaliate like Dean Ambrose or break kayfabe in the beat the hell out of The Miz? So I'm assuming I didn't know that The Miz was going to say this to Lacey. Would I break kayfabe? No, because I'm a professional.
Yes.
I'm a professional.
Yes.
I would retaliate much in the same manner as Dean Ambrose, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess I would too.
Yeah. Lacey probably would have just laughed at it, though, when he said that. She wouldn't have slapped him. She just would have laughed at him. And then she would have described in detail. It's like, you want to open up that box, that Pandora's box right there? She'd have got out pictures of,
oh,
like,
goodness,
so much like me and her porn.
Okay, let's do some trivia.
Let's do trivia now.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
So, you went back and watched all of the episodes, or at least trivia parts, to get the tally for the year.
Yes.
And you were up one.
Yeah.
I thought your lead would be much larger.
No, it's not.
It's one.
It's very sad.
So I can win both Trivia and Kayfabe Corner this year.
You can. I can win both too, because Kayfabe Corner...
You need a perfect score to win.
Yeah, I know. Fine with that.
Okay. Perfect score has never happened.
Here, shuffle these. Speaking of the wife, I'm going to text her back real quick.
So next year, I think I'll bring my box of wrestling trivia questions over, and we can use those. How do you feel about that?
I like it. I like that a lot.
Since it seems like we're kind of making our way through these pretty quickly.
Yeah.
How many weeks of trivia have we done? Do you recall?
I'll find out.
Oh, a tally.
Looks like 13 weeks.
13 weeks.
Yeah.
So this will be the 14th. All right, pick your card.
Yeah, I already got this one. Already got this one. Oh, cool. Okay. Haven't got this one.
Haven't got this one either.
Okay.
I want to save my last question for last to add to the drama. So I'm asking you first.
You want me to do what now? Okay. All right.
How many WWE superstars have guest starred on the CW series Smallville as of May 2009?
I'm going to say three.
Good guess. Nice. Batista, Ashley, and Kane.
All right.
Ask me question.
Pure luck, baby. What was the first WWE event to be released in the Blu-ray video, home video format?
WrestleMania 25.
So close. 24.
What was the name of the cheese costume weirdo who crashed WrestleMania 2000?
Did you know this one?
I don't think I would have thought of it, but when I saw the answer, I was like, oh, yeah, that's I knew it.
Pete Rose?
Chester McCheeserton.
You would have remembered that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Who was the last person to win the King of the Ring tournament when it existed as a pay-per-view event?
Regal.
Lesnar. I would have said Regal, too, but I think at that point it was on Raw.
Jeez. I'm not doing too well. Which of these is not a Hulk Hogan movie? Mr. Nanny, Mandroid, or Santa with Muscles?
Mandroid.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, I need to get the rest of these.
True or false? The Royal Rumble has only taken place in January.
True.
Very good.
On the board.
You're on the board.
What kind of car did John Cena drive through a plate of glass at WrestleMania 23?
A Mustang.
Yeah. Fuck.
Ring announcer Lillian Garcia.
I mean, I can't win now.
I know. It's dope.
Sucks.
We continue. Lillian Garcia hails from what country?
Canada.
Spain.
Oh. Before being renamed Cyber Monday, what was the October pay-per-view called?
You usually know these better. Did you know this one?
No.
Okay. In your house.
Taboo Tuesday.
Oh, fuck it. I knew that. What rock and roll related items does Edge avidly collect?
Guitars.
Very good. Ooh.
Pick your two cards, asshole.
No mercy. So I win by two.
Mm-hmm.
And I get Double Demolition. It's apropos for winning by 2 points on the year. Use this card during a match to injure yourself and your opponent.
Why would you want to injure yourself?
Because it's a TLC match. This is a TLC
still,
match.
I mean, you just want to injure your opponent. You want to
Double
injure yourself.
Demolition.
You don't want to injure yourself.
I don't think when I wrestle.
It doesn't make any sense.
I just do it. Anyways, too sweet for the last SmackDown episode for the year. Too sweet for my winning tally sheet. No? You're just doing that? Putting in some stuff there? Be sure to check out Fun Wrestling. And remember, the Friendo Draft deadline is Thursday.
Yeah.
Or Friday, some shit like that.
Something like that.
Anyways, I want to say thank you for tuning in. Thank you for hitting that subscribe button. Smash the like button.
Yeah, smash the like button. It doesn't do anything for us, but it's still funny.
It is. Anyways, talk to you guys later.
Bye.